.co.uk for full terms. Now is a registered trademark of EMI Group, used under licence.
So, I've got your favourite U2 song in about 10 minutes' time. Think about which one is your favourite song. It's 1 o'clock. This is Virgin Radio UK, soon to be Absolute Radio, with the news at 1. Here's Tumshi Smiley.
There's some relief this afternoon for people looking to get a foot on the property ladder. The government's unveiled a year-long stamp duty holiday. It means anyone purchasing a house under £175,000 won't have to pay it. Gordon Brown says there'll also be interest-free loans for those struggling to get a deposit together.
Help with stamp duty, help for first-time buyers, help to build more social housing, help to take unsold properties off the housing market, and help with people who get into difficulties.
Next, police are refusing to comment on reports that they have CCTV footage showing millionaire Chris Foster holding a rifle as his mansion burns down. A post-mortem's being carried out on the last of the three bodies found at his Shropshire estate. Only one has been formally identified, that of his wife Jill, who'd been shot. More of the UK's top stories now. A 24-year-old man has been remanded in custody, charged with terror offences linked to an alleged threat to kill the Prime Minister. He's accused of possessing terrorist material, while three other men have also been charged in connection with the alleged threat. And it now looks like Hurricane Gustav has done its worst in America. Despite winds of over 100 miles an hour and heavy rain, New Orleans has escaped a repeat of the flooding which devastated the city just 3 years ago. The weather here, sunny spells mixed in with heavy scattered showers this afternoon. The rain will start to clear across the southeast later, and the high sitting 18 Celsius.